VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the United States is buying and donating hundreds of millions of doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to help save lives, not to get favors or potential concessions from the nearly 100 low-income countries that will be receiving the shots. Biden says the U.S. will buy 500 million doses, with 200 million to be delivered this year and the remainder in the first half of 2022.
We're going to keep manufacturing doses, donating doses, getting jabs, as they say here in the U.K., in arms, until the world has beaten this virus.
The U.S. president is on his first international trip since taking office and spoke after a meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Biden, Johnson, and other leaders of the world's largest economies are meeting for a summit that begins Friday in Cornwall, England. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has extended the expiration date on doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. AP's Jennifer King has details.
Johnson & Johnson says a review by U.S. regulators concluded that their vaccine shots remain safe and effective up to 4.5 months. That's 6 weeks longer than the expiration date on millions of doses that state officials warned might expire before they could be used. The company says the data was based on ongoing studies. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine was highly anticipated because of its refrigeration requirements and one-and-done formula. But only about 11 million Americans have taken that shot, compared to 129 million who've received two doses of either Pfizer or Moderna. Jennifer King, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell for the sixth straight week as the U.S. economy reopens rapidly after being held back for months by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department reported Thursday that jobless claims fell to 376,000 from 385,000 the week before. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's group has pledged to continue its work after a Moscow court outlawed organizations affiliated with Navalny and labeled them extremist on Wednesday. The Anti-Corruption Foundation posted on Twitter Thursday, "We will continue to fight corruption." Wednesday's ruling by the Moscow court prevents people linked to Navalny and any affiliated groups from seeking public office, including seats in parliament. Some of Navalny's supporters had hoped to run for parliament in September. Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic, is serving a 2.5-year jail sentence for parole violations stemming from a 2014 conviction he maintains was politically motivated. He was arrested in January after spending 5 months in Germany recovering from a nerve agent attack he accuses the Kremlin of carrying out. Russia has denied the charge. The wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has pleaded guilty to charges in the United States that alleged she helped her husband run his multi-billion dollar criminal empire. Emma Coronel Aispuro pleaded guilty in federal court on Thursday to 3 criminal charges. She wore a green jail uniform and white face mask during hearings, as prosecutors described her conduct. The charges include knowingly and willfully conspiring to distribute heroin, cocaine, marijuana, and methamphetamine. She also pleaded guilty to a money laundering conspiracy charge and to engaging in transactions with a foreign narcotics trafficker. A new report finds that 1 in 10 children worldwide is involved in child labor. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the COVID-19 pandemic is worsening an already alarming situation.
The picture that emerges from this study varies by region. The report finds child labor is continuing to decrease in Asia and the Pacific, as well as in Latin America and the Caribbean. However, child labor has risen substantially in Africa and sub-Saharan Africa. ILO Director General Guy Ryder says in Africa as a whole, 20 million more children are in child labor today than they were 4 years ago.
They're losing out on their education. They're working at a young age. They're working too many hours. They're often working in hazardous occupations.
The ILO and UNICEF are calling for adequate social protection for all, including universal child benefits, and for quality education and increased spending in getting children back to school. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.